You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, we've had this gentleman on the show, but it's been a while. I'm looking forward to catching up and seeing what he's up to now.
Absolutely. This is going to be a fun conversation.
Let's do it. A lot of neat communities to talk about. We're joined by Michael Rosenberg. He's the president of Perrin Homes. Michael, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back. It has been a while, but that's nice to see you both again and be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, Michael. I appreciate you making the time. I know you're awfully busy. Based on this list of communities that you're building, I don't know how you had time to come by and see it. So thanks for doing that. So, gosh, remind our audience a bit about you and your background, and then give us that overview of Perrin Homes. How are you serving this market?
Sure. Well, again, thanks for having me on. I've been at Perrin now going on 2 years, serving as their president. I actually came up through the industry in sales and marketing, and have been in Atlanta since 1996. So I have seen this market change tremendously through the years and excited for the opportunity presented to Perrin. And to be a private home builder still in this city is we're becoming, you know, fewer and far between. And so it's a neat experience for us because it really allows us to be nimble and react to the market as we see it as quickly as we need to be. So.
That's exciting. Well, let's talk about some of your communities. I know we talked a little bit about Traditions at Braselton before we came on air, and I guess I'm just floored that you've got this great new price point, Jefferson from the high 270s.
Yeah, so we're really excited about Traditions of Braselton. It is a very large master plan community in Braselton with a golf course, with a just unbelievable amenity, the slides, the clubhouse, et cetera. In fact, they just completed a $1.2 million renovation to the clubhouse.
Wow.
You know, after the downturn in today's market, it is very unlikely to find a community of that size to be developed with a golf course. And
so
we're very fortunate with our position there. We just completed a sales center that we built and are offering a variety of products. But yeah, we are really excited to bring an affordability level to the community starting in the high twos. But then we actually go up through the sevens and eights and so on. There's a number of custom home builders in there as well. So it really has something for everyone. And it's just, it really is just a great environment to live and community to really see.
Well, speaking of custom homes, there's another cool thing you guys are participating in. There's a gentleman named Devin Gales that we probably ought to talk about. What are you doing there?
You know, we were very fortunate to be given the opportunity to help out. He's a young man that I had the pleasure of meeting, really, really special young man that was unfortunately paralyzed during a Georgia game. And not that he went to Georgia, he went to Southern University, but Georgia pretty much adopted this young man. And he spent a good bit of time at the Shepherd Center with his family traveling back and forth. And they've been in a rental house right now in Lawrenceville. Anyway, Whit Marshall, who is our owner, received a call from someone trying to really gain traction on getting Evan's house built. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman had asked Whit where, you know, is there a community that we potentially could have a home site that they could buy at a discounted rate? Anyway, Whit said, without even thinking twice, he's like, I'll do you one better. I've got a great community right in between, actually Atlanta and Athens. He comes out, bring the family out, they can pick a lot and it's theirs. And so that really, after a couple years now, the accident happened a couple years now, it really got the ball rolling again and getting the lot, selecting that, and it just moved the needle. And they're actually under construction now. So
that's
Devin and his family will be a great addition to the community. And when we did the groundbreaking, gosh, there must have been probably 50, 75 homeowners that came out to see it and support it. So
that's great.
Yeah. That's exciting. Well, let's jump over to Dallas, the city of Dallas, and talk about Oakley Point.
It's funny, that's our other probably largest community that we have. Oakley, just a great community, really sort of a hidden gem in Paulding County. We just completed back probably 6 months ago now, a gorgeous amenity, a full clubhouse, pool, the slides, tennis courts are actually going in as we speak. And we've just opened a new model there about 6 weeks ago with new product line, really kind of state-of-the-art product now. We did an overhaul of all of our plans pretty much over over the last 2 years, really. And so we wanted to build a new model, put a new plans out in front of the community. And it's gone really well. It's one of our best-selling communities. And it just, it has so much to offer with the amenities, with the affordability there and great schools. So.
Both sound lovely. All right, Michael, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy-efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, we're back with Michael Rosenberg of Perrin Homes.
You guys really have something for everyone in all sorts of areas of town. You've got Sweetwater Landing in Powder Springs. Tell us a little bit about that one.
So Sweetwater Landing, again, one of our most successful communities. It offers several different products. We have a rear entry product, creating sort of a Main Street feel, and then our more traditional front-loaded garages, and prices starting in the high twos and going up through the threes with homes really from about 2,500 square feet all the way up to, again, kind of jumping back to what I had said earlier, we redid all of our plans. So we built a new model there as well. That plan actually has a third floor that adds an additional 1,100 square feet to the home. So that plan can actually get up over 4,000 square feet. And it's been a very popular one since we built the model. And again, they're two, we have a really nice amenity, swim, and a smaller clubhouse, but it is a smaller community. So it's a little bit more intimate community, but just outside downtown Powder Springs, you could practically walk over there. Some great restaurants, and it's a really, really neat area, and pretty close in too, to if you work in Atlanta or in Cobb County, wherever.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because we just showcased Powder Springs on the show this month, and there are some exciting things happening there.
There really are. It's a great city there.
Fun to see how that all unfolds. Yeah. Heritage Point is something else I want to hear about. Tell us about that.
So Heritage Point is a community located right off of 316 and Gwinnett off Cedars Road. It's newer product for us. There again, they're smaller home sites, which really afford ease of maintenance on yard work and offers great schools up there. And so we've really enjoyed some success there getting the model completed there about 3 months ago. We've got some new sales folks there, and it's an exciting community for us as well, and one of really our main single family communities in the Gwinnett area.
Well, I just love the name of this one. I saw it on the website, and I thought, this is just phenomenal. The Lakes of Franklin Gold Mine.
Yeah, so we have been in that community for a good bit of time. It's really our only current community within Forsyth County. We are literally decorating the new model today. She started yesterday and completing it today. So really excited to really... That one's almost what I would call a grand reopening with the new product. There's a back phase, which... where the lake really is of Franklin Gold Mine.
That's cool.
And so that's under development right now with those home sites coming available probably first quarter. Great news is we still have a handful of home sites within our current lot inventory. So we're really excited to get that one jump started again with the new model.
But wait, there's more. So we got some new stuff coming too.
Including something
that's going to be focused on the active adult community. What's coming down the pike?
So we realized tremendous success with our first foray into the active adult market with the Villas at Park Place in Stone Mountain. We pretty much sold out. I think we have one home site left, which I know our agent is actively trying to sell here. And with that success, we really focused on looking for new communities where we could build active adult product. And so really excited to announce there are two new truly just active adult communities. One is actually age restricted by the zoning and one is age targeted and different product lines. So Seaboard Junction is a new quad product similar to what we did at Villas at Park Place. So these are basically four homes connected by a common wall in the garages. That development is just underway now, hoping to open first quarter of 2019, priced in the probably high twos when we're done. Another one is a community called Gladstone Landing in Snellville. And that community is actually a master down townhome. And that is the age restricted community. And so there are certain zoning requirements to really make it that active adult mm-hmm. friendly. You'll have zero entry from the garage into the home, the zero entry into the showers, mm-hmm. the larger doors, the 3-0 doors. So really to age in place there. We're really excited about both communities. And then we have another community, really our first kind of foray into East Cobb off Ebenezer Road called Magnolia Court. It's going to be an intimate conclave of 16 of our estate style homes.
I love those old intimate communities.
Yes. And isn't that fun? Well, yeah. The one thing I've heard a lot of is new product, new design, yes. new. Yes. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that design looks like? And
sure. So when I got to Perrin, I really started kind of with an evaluation of where our product was, had been, and where I wanted to see it move forward. And I'll be the first to admit that some of the product was somewhat dated. Mm-hmm. For the communities and the areas that we were entering, I really felt like we needed to kind of overhaul our product mm-hmm. and do things that today's consumer wants. Obviously, most plans are much more open. Mm-hmm. The large kitchen islands, we've started with a lot of different, what I would call flexible mm-hmm. options within the plan. So we have them already set up. And if someone wants what we call our mega shower and eliminate the tub, we have that as an option. Right. If somebody wants a freestanding tub, we have that as an option. There's different, we have the kitchen island, and if they'd want to expand the kitchen island, we can do that as well. Mm-hmm. So really just bringing our plans into the 21st century and really mm-hmm. kind of, I think at this point now, setting a trend for kind of anticipating what buyers want
right.
moving forward.
That's fantastic.
So. Mm, yeah. Sounds good. And they all sound lovely. Any specials or incentives on any of this or for realtors, for buyers that we should be aware of?
For sure. So as we enter our last quarter of the year, as I'm sure as you talk to many mm-hmm. other builders, we do have some very special incentives per community for all of our homes that can close by the end of the year, as well as some realtor bonuses on some of those homes. And then what we offer pretty much consistently through the year, we do value certainly our existing homeowners and neighbors. And so we have a $1,000 family and friend referral to that we run pretty much all the time.
Yeah, so yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and I know you're not just building in Atlanta. Where else do you build? What does that look like?
So we also are in a suburb of Nashville called Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. We have 3 communities currently up there, a little bit of a higher price point up there. What we have found is Tennessee is not as affordable of a place to build as Atlanta is. And so our price points are a little bit higher up there. We've got some great communities and 2 new communities getting ready to launch in the next few months there as well. Again, mainly concentrated in the suburbs of Nashville. Primarily single family homes, many master down plans, which is in that market seems to be the kind of number one important feature of a home is to have a master down plan up there. So yeah, it's an exciting area. We're really happy that we have a presence there and looking to continually mm-hmm. to grow that presence up there as well.
Yeah, that's a hot market up there. Yeah. Wow.
Music City. Mm-hmm. I love it up there. Mm-hmm.
It's fun to go. Mm-hmm. Fun to go visit.
Fun
for
to
sure.
visit. Yes.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
All right. Well, Michael, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have questions of you or of any of these great communities, both new and coming, where do they go?
Certainly, you know, the easiest and what most people do these days is visit us on our website at perrinhomes.com, and you can reach not only the Atlanta market, but our Tennessee market as well there. You can always call our office at 678-726-9646, and certainly like us on Facebook. We've got a presence on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the various social media.
Michael Rosenberg, the president of Perrin Homes. Great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.